Good morning. Today is Thursday, May the 19th, 153rd day of the new year. Joining us this morning is, is this a Giants kind of uniform, sort of?
Well, it's certainly not Arcata High School.
No, I wouldn't think so.
Sorry,
Fred Van Fleck is with us, and he's brought a couple of buddies again.
I have. I brought with us our
strength in numbers?
Yes. You know, I've learned, from my wife, talk less, listen more, right?
You've learned that, huh? Have you embraced it, though?
So anyways, I brought with me our high school principal, Jennifer Johnson, and our business teacher at the high school also, Aletta Sauer.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Our quote this morning, let's see if we can get one. I'm not even going to do a southern drawl.
Well, while you're digging that up, it's my birthday today. Are you going to sing me happy birthday?
There's a phrase that is normally exclamation point no. And I just thought, I'm just not quite comfortable using that phrase on air yet, even though many others do. Okay, let's see if we can. Birthday, huh? I wonder if there's a birthday quote in here. Thanks for springing on me also last minute there. That's kind of cool. Birthday, there's a whole quote. All right. That's a little too heavy, but we'll do it. This comes Jean Paul Richter, 1803. Our birthdays are feathers on a broad wing of time. That's cool. I like that.
My wings are getting bigger.
Yeah. Well, and you don't do it by yourself. I mean, there's a lot of... He was probably an existentialist, and I hated that class in college. So what's going on, Fred? I mean, you guys are, what, 5 weeks out? 4 weeks out?
Yeah, something like that. Graduation is on the 16th, I believe. Is that correct? The 16th or 17th?
17th. Last day of school.
17th. Last day of school is 16th. Graduation for the high school is on June 17th. So it's starting to wind up, and we're getting in that time of year where there is just activities every single night with something going on.
Okay. So other than just kind of going down the litany, why the ladies?
Well, we're bringing them in here today to talk a little bit about our dual enrollment program. So this was actually the first year at Eureka High School that we've had dual enrollment. And we can talk a little bit about how that's gone this year and where we're going for next year, because this is an ever-expanding program. It's nice to be on the cutting edge in the county as far as the dual enrollment classes that we have at Eureka High School.
So who wants to go first? Yeah, well, Alita's pointing the finger, so you know where I'm going. Yeah, it's kind of like the classroom setting. Sorry. Why? What's the involvement of the business classes in this? I mean, it's kind of cool, but it's certainly, if this is a non-traditional program, I would think it's even more non-traditional to include business.
Well, the accounting classes at Eureka High School have been articulated with College of the Redwoods classes in the past.
Does that mean?
And articulation.
Similar?
Means they're very similar, means they correspond to a sequence of courses, so they follow well from one to the next. And in the past, students have been able to earn credit for Business 180, which is a bookkeeping class. And they've been able to earn credit by an exam at the end of the year. So
more details on that when we come back. KINS, sure. News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
You've never heard us before because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:23. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon.
How many? It's been more than 6 months?
Oh, it's been more than that. I can blame this allergy. Do you guys suffer from allergies?
No.
I do.
Are you dealing with it like, God, where'd this thing come from level?
I just take more pills.
Oh, I see. You're at that level. I'm not.
I take more pills.
I got Afrin.
I'm not allergic to anything in on the East Coast. I'm just allergic to most flowering trees in California.
Oh, okay. I'll keep you out of the apple grove then, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, just... Anyway, we're back. Fred and the ladies. Alita, before the break, we talked a little bit about the credit, I guess, that the high school kids taking some of the business classes are able to get out at CR. What is that like from a teacher's perspective? Have you had to change the way that you're teaching, how you're teaching, how you're grading the kids so that it's more of a college credit course than it is a high school?
Well, this particular class is it's the kind of class people will use the knowledge in the workplace. It doesn't really prepare for a college type course necessarily,
so although bookkeeping.
It's intended to give students the basic bookkeeping skills so that they're prepared for an entry-level position in accounting. At the same time, I have a lot of college-bound students that take the class as well. They can, it actually counts as an elective credit towards all the classes they need to acquire for entrance to the UC-CSU system. And so we've had students who go on to four-year schools who are planning to major in accounting or finance or economics, and they're using this to help them understand that how the data fits together when you're looking at financial reports.
Do you teach the various software programs?
I teach.
Sorry, guys, I'm going to go personal on this
sure,
one.
Sure. students spend a good part of the second semester learning QuickBooks. But we start on paper because you don't really understand the underlying principles with QuickBooks, garbage in, garbage out. So,
yeah, or when you're setting things up, if you don't set it up that's applicable for what your interests are, your needs.
Exactly.
Fine, thank you very much.
So they get practice.
So Jennifer, what's this like having different classes having multiple uses or multiple? I guess it would be use would be the right term.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that is becoming routine now? Because I know you guys have been doing it for a couple of years.
The dual enrollment has just started this year. We've done concurrent enrollment, and we've done articulated courses in the past. But the dual enrollment is definitely new to the area. So it's really working with College of the Redwoods, deciding which of our teachers meet their minimum qualifications. We're lucky at Eureka High. We have... we're going to be able to offer 8 classes next year because we
the
have really qualified teachers.
Or the curriculum?
The teachers. First of all, the teachers have to meet the minimum qualifications to be able to teach at College of the Redwoods. So they meet College of the Redwoods standards for the junior colleges. And then they meet with their partner at College of the Redwoods to align the curriculum to make sure that our curriculum meets the learning targets of the College of the Redwoods class that we're trying to dual enroll.
So it's kind of like a department head? Would be the person at Redwoods and kind of overseeing some or just having some general guidance?
Usually it's the instructor. It is a department head at the College of the Redwoods that you interface with, but it's also the instructor who is teaching the courses that you're offering dual enrollment with. So, for example, at the College of the Redwoods, I'm working with Michael Dennis he's a professor in the business department at CR.
So is he teaching the same class as you are?
In the past he has, but the current instructor, Dove Byrne, is the instructor that I've worked with to make sure that what I'm teaching is consistent with what he teaches so that the final exams, the final projects that the students take are consistent with each other.
Do they take the same tests?
In some classes, they do. For example, in an introduction to programming class, my students actually take the same exam that CR does. And some of our projects are identical because we do a real-world payroll project, and I'm using CR's curriculum for that because it's really a nice piece of work. But the final projects, there are some differences, but students are the assessment part is identical.
I'm grinning a little bit here.
Our students just have more time. A college class usually takes place in one semester.
And you've got
at Eureka
year.
High, we can take more time to do it over 2 semesters. So in a sense, our students are getting more out of the class.
Right, because they have more time to be able to reflect on and get into some of the nitty-gritty.
And absorb it and practice it and apply it.
Is that a typical class, Jennifer, for those that qualify for the... concurrent?
Dual enrollment. Yeah, we have to keep all three terms straight.
For college credit?
So most of our dual enrolled classes start somewhere in what we would consider our second quarter in order to meet the same time frame as the CR hours. So we look at the hours that the CR class is required. So whether it's a 3-unit class or a 4-unit class, whether it has lab hours or doesn't have lab hours. And then we backwards map that from CR's end date in May to where do we need to start to accomplish those same number of hours in the Eureka High class. So many of our dual enrolled courses started, they may start late October through early January.
So how do the kids then, what do they do with the time at either end?
So they're taking the Eureka High class, and so they're getting credits at Eureka High towards their graduation A to G requirements.
So for 6 weeks, they would just be taking a regular class from Melita and then bump it into something different?
Well, the teacher has some flexibility in the curriculum that they provide. So I start off before the CR class structure actually begins, the CR curriculum begins. I actually cover a lot of personal finance information that's not necessarily part of the College of the Redwoods course.
So kind of like a
but
different,
it's still relevant.
A unique module
yes,
within the class.
Unique okay. units that we provide. And I think they're enriching units. I know, in English classes, they do that as well.
Yeah, it sounds like it would set it up and kind of make it kind of come together and be a little bit more cohesive than just dropping into a class at CR.
Exactly.
And I think our advantage, because most of our courses are dual enrolled for the second semester, is our teachers get to know our students. They really can counsel them as to whether they should or shouldn't dual enroll. Because we don't, not all students in the classes dual enroll. They have a choice whether they want to or not.
Oh, okay. So there are options.
Yes.
Nice to see you, Fred. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Alita Sauer, Jennifer Johnson, and Mr. Fred from Eureka City Schools. Talk shop presented by CDH Painting and by Redec. The concept of working together with the local JC, and that's what Keith said. We're not a community college, we're a junior college. Okay, fine. So, the traditionalist like myself. Working with the local schools, it seems to be something that's really kind of cool, avant-garde, trendy right now here. Is it something that's commonplace throughout the country and we're late to the party? Or is this new cutting-edge stuff that you guys are forming that other communities are starting to look at and go, how about us?
Well, I would say that it's certainly cutting-edge for the North Coast up here because it hasn't happened. But if you look around the state, there are some communities that are dabbling in this. And so I would say that we're on the forefront, but we are certainly not the pioneers out there. So I would call us early adopters.
Good. Stay off that bloody edge, huh? Is it complicated, Jennifer, to put something like this together, either on the start or the maintenance of it?
Right now we're in the start. I think the most complicating part has been getting the professors at CR meeting with our teachers to really look at the curriculum alignment and make that decision as to whether or not to dual enroll the course. And then once they've decided to dual enroll the course, then we're looking at textbooks. They can approve our textbooks because like our AP comp book is a college level textbook. CR is fine with us using the book that we have. But yet we're purchasing books for Culinary 2 next year. We purchased new welding books this year to make sure that we align with the college text.
What about for the vocational? You mentioned the woodworking and the culinary. Is it just the textbooks that are different, or do you also have to buy some of the hardware to
we
give
are
them
gonna,
the same tools?
Part of the wood shop alignment, CR does some work with more work with hand tools in the beginning of their course, so we actually are going to need to up our inventory of hand tools in order to align that course. I just talked with our woodshop teacher this week about it. Same thing with welding. We added some equipment to the welding shop. And culinary, we're really lucky. Our teacher at Eureka High is the teacher at CR. So she's having conversations with herself about the course.
I've heard about those folks, yeah.
Which is fabulous because we have a true college professor teaching our culinary courses at Eureka High.
Unless she loses the argument.
Right.
And then it's a different. How about from your perspective, Alita, as a teacher at the high school level, is this a peer relationship or is it you have to be subservient a little bit to the college thoughts and comments?
I think it's in my situation, it's certainly a peer relationship. I have a lot of respect for the professors at the college. And in my situation, I have an advanced degree. I bring a lot of professional experience in the business world. So
you're one of them.
I feel comfortable that, you know, we're on an equal footing.
Why not?
My students will end up attending. I encourage them to attend the College of the Redwoods. And this is a head start on getting degrees and certificates through the College of the Redwoods. So I'm feeding the beast, as it were.
Fred, is this part of the enrollment process? That I know Humboldt has got some kind of a program. Is CR doing something similar with the pre-enrollment? If you take some of these classes or you pass so many, or is this transferable to anywhere and it doesn't have to necessarily be to CR next year or CR post high school graduation?
D, all of the above. So
the best three answer. Options on that one? Darn.
Yeah, it's something like that, yeah. I would say realistically, we want to create a pathway to College of the Redwoods, and we want to do everything we can to make sure that College of the Redwoods is our college, maybe not community college, but our college within the community that stays around here, because it's very important to our area and very important to the future of education up here. Eureka City Schools is the number one feeder, Eureka High School specifically, to College of the Redwoods, and we want to continue that and, in fact, grow it. However, not all students are going to go to College of the Redwoods, and that's the beauty of the program that we're doing right now, is we're hitting both sides of the house. We're hitting the advanced students over in the AP classes, and we're also hitting some students that may be career-type students going on to College of the Redwoods and looking for a certificate.
But so they can take the classes on their regular high school campus rather than having to do the night classes or the weekends or get special super secret permission to leave campus at a certain time to go and take a couple of classes, and like the old days.
Right, except we're not taking them all the way. They're going to need to attend College of the Redwoods to get the full certificate program. We're getting them started in the program. And ideally, where we want to be within the next couple of years is have a certificate program entry level that they leave Eureka High School with, and then create that pathway into College of the Redwoods for the CTE students, career and technical education students, to get that advanced certificate from College of the Redwoods. So we really want to create that pathway that's there for that education, and then also have the pathway for those advanced students. And the thing that's really unique about the dual enrollment in Eureka City Schools that I don't think anybody else, at least that I've heard of around the state, is doing is really addressing both sides of the house with those very different types of students that are out there.
Because of the class offerings that are being made available.
Right, right. Just the dual enrollment on the career and technical education side of the house is something that I think is really unique that we're doing, and I'm very happy that we're doing that, because that's a very important component of our population at Eureka High School.
KINS News and Information Times 8:42. We'll be back with everybody in just a moment.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka. Good morning. KINS News and Information Time, it's 8:46. We're back talking shop this morning about edumacation. Now, we've got 4 weeks and the kids are out. Does that give you the opportunity to set in place these programs that you're talking about for next year, or, Alita, for yours to kind of fine-tune and tailor it a little bit better? Because I would think that this, you can't have what do they call them, planners? you know, from 5 years ago and have it static in these types of classes.
Of course, syllabus.
Okay. I just remember looking at ink blotters and seeing what we were going to be taught four months down the road was some years ago. So this is a dynamic teaching environment rather than a static one. I guess that might be the polite way to say that. How do you know that you're on the beam, Alita, when you're getting ready, that you are keeping abreast? Is that the relationship between you and the college teachers and your independent knowledge of the subject matter?
Absolutely. And, you know, there's that thing called email, which really helps in terms of communicating over the summer. And as we look at, as teachers look at and review their curriculum, that's when we put updates into place.
So this time around, you're fine-tuning rather than the whole nine yards.
Right, because this year I had a couple of students who did the dual enrollment, and we're working on their final project right now, and it looks like they'll pass. So
cool.
Thumbs up. And
Jennifer is kind of the overlord of this thing. How do you know they're doing the job? Is it based on comments from the parallel teacher at the college?
So there's a structure in place where the professor from the college actually comes and visits the classroom. So they have constant communication throughout the time that the course is being taught. So like Aletta said, by email, they actually come and visit the classes. They're reviewing those course syllabuses to make sure there is alignment. You know, the text materials are aligned. So they truly want to make sure that if they're going to award credits at CR for a particular course and the student then moves to the next level, that they do meet that criteria.
They're not needing to take bonehead whatever.
No. And that's our goal, is one, to get our students really comfortable with a college class and the fact that they can pass it, but in a setting where they're much more familiar with the structure, they know the teacher. We get them through the whole enrollment process between our counseling staff and the CR counseling staff. They learn to navigate the world of CR online enrollment, you know, how to check their grades, check their email, which we have at the high school also is all electronic. So we're really getting the students fluent with the college system at the same time, keeping them in a really comfortable, safe environment where they feel comfortable asking questions. They have counselors to check in with on a regular basis.
Fred, why not every class?
Well, I'd love for every class, but there's a couple things that would hold us up from doing that. Some are simply just not on the college level, and some we don't have the correct teachers in the classes to be qualified to teach at a college level.
Kind of sums it up, doesn't it? Thanks for coming by, everybody. I guess next time it'll be graduation week.
It will be, yes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, day before graduation, I think.
Too much fun. Thanks, everybody. See you tomorrow.